This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A report out today draws attention to the treatment of pregnant detainees inside Illinois County jails. The report is by the Women's Justice Institute and the ACLU of Illinois. It gathers stories from some women who say they were shackled around their bellies for court dates or doctor's visits. Others say they received inadequate prenatal health care. Shauna Zongune says she was incarcerated at Rock Island County Jail in 2019. She says she was handcuffed during the ultrasound where she found out the sex of her baby.
They could treat other humans with kindness and still do their job. You know, I understood that what I did was wrong and that I was going to do time, but you don't have to. You could treat people with dignity.
The report says more than a quarter of Illinois' 102 counties did not provide written policies about how to treat pregnant and postpartum detainees. A military veteran burned his own American flag outside of Chicago City Hall Friday. It was in protest of the killing of at least 32,000 Palestinians in the ongoing war in Gaza. The flag burned by veteran Zachary Cam prompted swift backlash on social media, including from Alderman Gilbert Villegas, who was also a veteran, and called it a disgrace.
At no time did I say that it's not legal, but that doesn't mean that it's right.
Cam says the flag was once a point of pride of his own service in Afghanistan, but now he believes it's tainted, even as he acknowledges some view flag burning as disgraceful.
But there's also a lot of people who think that what America is doing is a disgrace.
Chicago Alderman Byron Cicho Lopez faced criticism because he spoke at the protest. He says he was not there for the flag burning. Hundreds of migrants temporarily living in five Chicago Park District facilities will be relocated to other shelters starting this Saturday. Full summer programming is expected to resume at Gage, Broadway Armory, Brands, Leone, and Petroski Parks. Many residents are happy about their pools and gyms becoming available again. Baltazar Enriquez works near Petroski in the Little Village neighborhood. He says park programs are needed, but that he worries about migrant families.
We don't want them to take them out to a neighborhood that doesn't speak the language. Some neighborhoods have no stores. Here in Little Village, they're comfortable. They could get around without any problems, right?
City officials say migrant children are expected to remain in the same schools. Planned Parenthood of Illinois is expanding its facility in South Suburban Orland Park to meet a growing demand for services. Every state surrounding Illinois has restricted or banned abortion. Now many out-of-state residents travel to Illinois seeking the procedure. Jennifer Welch is the head of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She says the agency has doubled the size of its Orland Park clinic to meet the demand.
We used to have less than 5% of our abortion patients come from other states, and now it's at least 25% of those patients who are forced to travel for this essential care.
The Orland Park facility is now 1,800 feet with four exam rooms, an education room, and double the waiting room space. Two more things to know today. Two members of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board, including its chair, have resigned. They did so after a convicted felon allegedly murdered a child and seriously injured his mother shortly after he was released on parole. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office announced yesterday that Board Chair Donald Shelton and Board Member Leanne Miller have stepped down. Their resignations follow the March 12th release of Corsetti Brand. The next day, he allegedly stabbed his pregnant ex-girlfriend and killed her 11-year-old son, Jaden. Pritzker, in a statement, said the evidence in the case was not given the consideration that victims of domestic violence deserve. Aspiring candidates for Chicago School Board can start gathering petitions today. This kicks off the first election season for school board candidates in Chicago. The Illinois General Assembly has approved setting up an expanded 21-member elected school board and ending 30 years of mayoral control. The first 10 members will be elected in November. Today's weather: cloudy skies this morning with some light rain and wind expected this afternoon. Highs in the low 50s. Tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies with temperatures dipping to the mid-40s. Later today, writers Camille Bacon and Daria Harper were not happy with the state of art criticism in the media. So they started the type of publication they wanted to see. And it's called Jupiter Magazine.
Cultural criticism is happening all around us. It populates the air around us all the time. We're just not calling it that.
Camille and Daria discuss Jupiter, Black feminism, and why they love Chicago. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.